What's going on, everybody? Jay File here on the Life in Bulb podcast. If you hear me with a little more of a raspy voice, I've definitely had some rough health stuff over the last few weeks, and I'd say pretty much month. And I'm here to talk about that with all of you today. So I think this will be a good show. Obviously, it's a sports-driven show, but I think life, obviously, is always number one. Health is always number one. We're all kind of going through this COVID thing as one, but we're divided so quickly. And a lot of it is because a lot of people want others to think the way they do. And I think we got to stop doing that. We have to start realizing that we're all individuals here. We're in this together, but we all have the right to feel what we want to put in our body. We've lost track of that. And the crazy thing about it is we've lost track of it as a community. And the people that are jamming it down our throats are definitely not a part of our community. That's the thing that we have to start realizing, is the people that are up top in control, the things that we see in the media, the things that we see in the internet, whatever it may be. A lot of times those people that control that are not people in our community. They don't live near us. They don't live the same lives that we do. So they don't understand or even really care to think about what we're going through as a society together. So I speak to all of you folks who are going through this, the people that are, if you're an athlete, a coach, and you're trying to coach your team, you're trying to play in a game, and you got to figure out, man, I hope I don't get COVID. I hope I don't get one of these variants. The people that work in small businesses, who, whether they're owners or workers, are thinking, I hope we stay safe and we can stay healthy and we can continue to do business and we can earn and make a living. These are the people, if you hear this, you'll understand. You'll understand this conversation. Tonight, I'm going to talk a little bit about my process getting COVID. It was really rough. It's still a rough road for me. Early December, I was not feeling very well. I had not been really working. It's been a weird year for me. I'm going to talk a little bit about last year, but right now I want to talk about the now. But I'm going to go backwards here soon and tell you what happened last year so you can kind of understand why I think certain things work. And look, I'm clearly not a doctor, so you don't want to take any advice from me. But there's a lot of things you can watch. And there's a lot of data you can look up that kind of support some of the things I say today. And it's not hard to find. You know, a lot of people will listen to certain things and they don't look up those things. You know, I was watching the Robert, you know, Kennedy Jr. thing. He obviously has a book, and it's going pretty hard at Anthony Fauci. Obviously, it's a bestseller right now. I've been watching a lot of his stuff. Everything that he's posting is data-driven. And look, you can disagree with it, or you can agree with it. But for me, when COVID started, my whole thing was, I've got a lot of questions. I want the answers. And also, if something happens to me by the choices I make, doesn't mean that I have to push others to get a vaccine or not to get a vaccine. I think that was always my mentality. So let me just talk real quick again about what just happened. So early December, I hadn't really been working much, so I wasn't around a lot of people. I was training in a gym the last few months prior for the factory and working for them around kids, not wearing the mask as much, to be honest. And we'll talk about that going backwards. But didn't wear the mask as much as I used to the year prior. There was not any kids that we had worked with that had COVID. None of the coaches did. When I got sick early December, obviously I had stopped training there, and we haven't had anyone else test positive from any of my knowledge. There maybe were players that had been in the gym that tested positive that I don't know about, but for me, none of the coaches that I was around, none of the players that I was around have had COVID. When I got, you know, the simple stuff for me, lost smell, taste, Higher temperatures, 102.8. And obviously, you hear my voice. I had a horrific cough. What happened was I took an at-home test, said I was positive. This was early December, I think the 5th or 6th. Following week, I still was feeling horrible. I took another test, and it was in an urgent care that I had taken the test numerous times prior, a place I felt comfortable going. I tested negative literally a week later. The following week, I started noticing I was feeling a lot of pain in my legs. So when I started feeling the pain in my legs, I said, this isn't normal. I said, I don't know what this is. I hadn't been working because I just hadn't been feeling well. Plus, my temp was still kind of 101.7, 102.5, which is just really high for me. I'm always at the 96, 97 level. Anyways, the second day it happened, I said, is this enough? You know, I can barely walk. Feels like there's knives stabbing me in my calves. This is not normal. What I did was check myself into the ER, obviously, and they tested me for COVID. They said I was positive, even though I was negative the week before. And they said they found blood clots in my legs and also one in my lung. Pretty scary to hear that. I've never had clots. Never had a health issue like this. I was in the hospital for 3 days. They put me on blood thinners. The following week, after testing positive at the hospital, I took another at-home one. So you got to look at this. I'd taken an at-home test once and was positive, early December. The following week, I took one at an urgent care. I was negative. The following week after that, I was positive in the hospital. After that, 3 or 4 days when I got out of the hospital, I was technically in isolation from December 22nd. Supposed to go my 10 days of isolation, right? So New Year's Eve, they said I should be off isolation. Before New Year's Eve, I took another at-home test where I had tested positive before. I tested negative. I took two of them. So I took two of the at-home tests at CVS. I tested negative. Now, I'm still in isolation because that's what the doctors are telling me. I'm on blood thinners. I'm going through the clots. My INR levels are not at 2, between 2 and 3 that they like. They're at low 1s at first. Then it moved up the last few weeks to 1.89 now. So tomorrow I have an INR blood test, and they're hoping I'm over 2. That's what they're hoping so I can get off injections. So I'm telling you all this. This is the process for me. Horrific cough, felt terrible. I'm unvaccinated. So the first thing, of course, is what? Because I'm unvaccinated, this must have happened because of that. That's the first thing that they're all going to say. Every doctor's told me that. They're trying to schedule me to get a vaccination. I've got family members, friends, people super close to me telling me I should get this vaccine, even though I have a lot of questions. So this is kind of the process I'm going through here. Not only am I not feeling very well and I got blood clots, I got everybody pressuring me to get this vaccine. It's a very difficult time because I think what people aren't realizing that if you have the vaccine or not, you can transmit, you can pass this around. The people that I was most around prior to getting COVID all had been vaccinated, just got boosters like right away. There was a gentleman in my complex, I had seen him one day. He just got the booster. He got really sick the next day. He lives where I live, very close proximity where I stay. You know, I stay in a one bedroom. He's right below me. So I'm around this gentleman. Another person that I had been around just got the booster. Boom, those two people got it, and bang, I got completely sick the next few days. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, all the people that are getting vaccinated are the reason why we're all getting sick. No data shows that. What data is showing from everything I've looked up is it can be transmitted if you're vaccinated or not. And I think that I've noticed that through this whole madness that's COVID, when people make up their minds that this is what it is, they don't look at both sides. I'm sure there's a lot of people, if you listen to this, who know people that are unvaccinated that got really sick. I know people that have been vaccinated that did not get COVID that are doing great. I know unvaccinated people that have not gotten COVID that are doing great. I have been one of those people. I've been unvaccinated from day one with this stuff. Last year, masked up at work. I was around way more people last year. I was much healthier, took vitamin C packets every day. I put more vitamin D in my body. I was just a healthier human, did not get COVID. And even maybe if there was a little bit of, you know, a chance of me getting it, I was just healthier. I was also not as around as many people where I lived. I had my own home at the time, so I was kind of separated from people. You know, I feel, in from what I've dealt with during this, all this stuff, last year I was healthier personally. You know, I took care of myself better. I feel like this year I did not. And I think that's a lot of the reason why I got sick and why my body reacted to the way it did. This stuff must be spoken about. You know, on this show, you know, being an athlete, being active, living a healthy lifestyle is something that we have to talk about constantly. Right now, I noticed in isolation, I never felt worse being isolated. Just being around nobody, not walking. I've been dealing with the clot, so I haven't been able to be as active. I felt worse just sitting here. The few days I felt best was when I was actually outdoors and I walked around, even in this terrible cold weather in Michigan. So I just urge you, if you're someone, you know, you can listen to me or you cannot, or you can think, I don't know anything. I'm not a doctor, so, you know, I urge people to look at both sides of data. Don't just look at one thing. Look at all of it. And then make your choice. And we also got to realize everyone should be able to have the choice. This is a scary time for us right now. What we're getting into with mandates and things where they're being forced to do something. There's a lot of people, and there's data out there, look it up, that have got the vaccine, that have had underlying, you know, or they had underlying conditions, or you know, they came up with new side effects from the vaccine. There's data out there that proves it. It doesn't take much to find this stuff. That allows all of us to make the choice we want to make because we want to feel comfortable. Like, we want to feel like, you know, look, I have a hard time feeling like taking two vaccines and a booster is going to make me feel good. I worry about side effects from it, absolutely. And I know there's a lot of people that also do. You know, and I just have a lot of questions on this. And I just urge you, if you have questions, and you feel like you're being pressured with this stuff, do your research, and come up with certain things. See where your, you know, medical history is. See where your health is. Because there's a lot of things that are not talked about. One thing that's not talked about at all is every single vaccine in this country is not technically approved. These are experimental things. They just are. You can argue it all you want, but the truth is none of them are approved. And every single vaccine that is open in this country for us to take is not technically approved. So this is an experimental thing that so they can get more data. Does that make me feel very confident in getting a vaccine? Not really. That's just where I stand. And I feel I should be able to have the choice with my body and what I want to put in it. If I'm unvaccinated and I got as sick as I got, that doesn't mean I have to get a vaccine and it's going to really help me. I was able to get through COVID. I did not feel good. People are going to question that I would have felt better if I would have got the vaccine. I have questions in return saying I might have felt worse. Well, you know, there's other things that show that other things can happen. And that's where I stand on this. Moving forward, the last thing I'll say is, again, being an athlete, being a skills coach, being someone who's active, you know, my diet has not been the best. I've been too heavy. Obesity is a huge problem in this country. Most of the issues in this country are people who are obese are having a lot of problems with COVID. You know, they're having already underlying health issues, whether it's on the fringe of being diabetic, which is someone like me. I'm on the fringe, very close to being diabetic. That's why I believe these things happen. Your health has to be first. You got to exercise, eat correctly, and get your weight down. If you don't do that, you could be in the shoes that I was in. I'm as heavy, you know, the last few years of my life, I've been very heavy compared to how I usually am. As an athlete, You know, when I played professional basketball, I weighed 185 to 190. I've had the last 4 years, I've been anywhere from 235 to 255, 240 to 245. Just way too heavy. And it took its toll on my legs. It took its toll on my heart. And that's exactly why I believe I'm in the position that I'm in. I don't believe that it's COVID that's doing all this. I believe it's my health hasn't been the best. And I think COVID just made it worse. So I just urge you all, look, do your research. You know, really look up multiple data stuff. Don't just look up one side of this thing, because that's what's going on right now. People want you to believe that every single person unvaccinated is going to kill everybody. It's not how this works. It's just not true. People who are vaccinated or unvaccinated, both are spreading this virus. The data backs it up. It doesn't take much to find it. It's right out there. You can look up multiple different sources. So I'm praying for all of you. Stay healthy. Exercise. Be active. Look, you know, I got a long road here. I think I'll be okay. I stand firm on what I believe in. I've got a lot of questions still. I've got a lot of questions about COVID. So, you know, but we're all in this together. Do your best. Stay healthy. You know, try to limit this stuff. You know, how does that happen? I don't know. I mean, I think it's something we're probably going to have to live with forever. But, you know, don't be divided on this. Everyone has the right to feel the way they feel. And you have the right to also look up data to support how you feel. Appreciate y'all listening on the Life and Ball podcast. Best of luck for all of you. Always praying for everyone. Thank you.